Track 6, London Landmarks. I do think it's interesting hearing well-known people in a different context from the one we usually associate with them. We're going to hear Barbara Windsor now talking about the Theatre Royal in Stratford in East London, and she sounds a million times removed from her "get out of my pub" persona and that of her character in the Carry On films. It's fascinating.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her.
Hello, everybody. I'm Barbara Windsor, and I'm going to tell you about one of the most wonderful parts of London that I absolutely adore, and that's the Theatre Royal, Stratford East. It's a wonderful old Victorian theatre tucked away in the East End of London, and it's the place that changed my life. On that first day I arrived, I remember having to clamber over a crater of rubble to get to it. But when I opened the double entrance doors, it took my breath away, and 50 years later, it still does. But before I tell you about the theatre, let me tell you how I got there. I was to audition for part of Rosie in a musical called Things Ain't What They Used to Be, music by Lionel Bart, book by Frank Norman, and to be directed by Joan Littlewood. When I arrived at the audition on a Saturday morning, it was strange because at the stage door there was a kind of funny plump lady with a silly hat on, and she was like sweeping the streets, and I just thought it was the cleaner. And she stopped me as I was going in. She said, "Oh, hello. What are you doing going into the theatre so early?" And I said, "Well, I've come to do an audition." So she said, "Oh, what for?" So I said, "Oh, I don't know, it's the part of this prostitute," I said, in a show called Things Ain't What They Used to Be at Stratford Theatre Royal. So I said, "I don't want to do it." So she said, "Why not?" I said, "Well, I'm West End." To which she kind of laughed and said, "West End?" I said, "Well, yes, I've been working in the West End for 10 years now, and all I ever done is West End musicals. And besides, my mother, we worked hours and hours doing piecework to get us out of the East End, and she wouldn't really want me to go back working there, would she?" And that was it. And I said, "Well, I better go, because I don't want to be late, because I'm never late, ladies and gentlemen." Anyway, I got in, and as usual, when you go in and you audition, you can't see anybody. It's all very dark. You're on the stage, and there's a load of these voices coming out from the dark saying, "Oh, hello, Barbara, how are you? And it's for this part," and da-da-da-da, all the rest of it. So anyway, I did my audition. It was the part of a Cockney prostitute. And I walked up and down saying, "Short time, misters," and a few naughty things that I can't tell you now. I was a bit outrageous, and I think it was because I didn't want to get the job. And then I sang a chorus of Sunny Side of the Street and ended up by doing a cartwheel, because I didn't think I'd done a very good audition. I thought, well, the cartwheel would get them. Anyway, at the end, this strange woman in the hat leapt onto the stage, and I thought, I looked at her and said, "Oh my God," I said, I met you at the stage door. Aren't you the cleaner?" She said, "No," she says, "I'm Joan Littlewood. And where have you been all my life, Miss Windsor?" Outside the Theatre Royal nowadays, instead of a crater, is a wide open space that gives a good view of the facade. The centre section of the building is painted cream, and below a large bow window in gold letters are the words Theatre Royal. From there to the ground level is a rich, dark red with a black border at the bottom. On either side of the centre section, the building is the same red, but is only two stories high with narrow windows over double exit doors picked out in black. At either end of the building are plate glass extensions, and in the left-hand extension is the rehearsal studio. On the right is the new box office. Just around the corner from there, you're in Jerry Raffles Square, named after Joan's partner. Between them, they once saved the theatre from demolition by literally standing in front of the bulldozers. The main doors are a gorgeous rich red with shiny brass handles and stained glass panels. There's no stage door. Everyone, actors, musicians and audience, we all go through the same entrance. You open the red doors and the light from behind you shines up the passageway. That's when it's breathtaking. Everything seems to sparkle and you can feel the excitement tingling up your spine. There's a special smell too, partly age and partly spit and polish with a hint of booze from the bar. The passageway is floored with old tiles in a pattern of lines and stars in red, cream, fawn, and spots of sky blue. It gleams like a passageway to heaven. On either side, the walls are dark red lincrusta up to your waist. If you touch it, your fingers slide over a thick, shiny, raised pattern of stylized leaf shapes. Above that are mirrors with gold-painted frames reaching almost up to the high ceiling. The box office is on the right of the passageway as you enter, and beyond that, also on the right, is another alcove where there's a counter for buying programs and sweets. The lift is there, and also a glass case displaying a very sexy black sequin gown on a dressmaker's dummy. A big black cartwheel hat with white ostrich plumes finishes it off in style. It was a costume for Oh, What a Lovely War, another of Joan's great productions. The passageway slopes up into the bar under an archway. Over it is a cartouche with the words Theatre Workshop and a chubby little cherub. Inside the bar on the left are red velvet banquettes, and ahead on the wall is a photo of me with my very dear friend Tony Palmer in Things Ain't What They Used To Be. Oh, I'm having a look. My, we had nice legs, the two of us. The passageway turns sharp right to run the length of the room, low-ceilinged, dim and shadowy, even in the middle of the day, but welcoming. The bar is on the left, and on the right the space is crowded with, well, I was going to say battered, but let's say well-used, table and chairs. In the corner there's a tiny platform for the musicians that entertain in the evenings. The auditorium itself is closed in the day, but you can go into the parts of the theatre I've been talking about at any time. But even if you can't go in, I'd like to tell you what it's like in the auditorium that's seen so many shows. Standing here on the darkened stage, looking out through the gold-painted proscenium arch, the auditorium seems to be a strange mixture of grand and, well, kind of cosy, because it only holds 400 people. But the chairs are red velvet, and there's lots of gold decoration on the front of the two balconies. Overhead, a crystal chandelier glitters in the soft pink of the lights. It's magical. In the quiet, I'm aware of history, of tradition, but there are wonderful memories too of the exciting, revolutionary work that was done on this stage in Theatre Workshop days. So you can take the actress out of the East End, but thanks to Joan Littlewood, you can't take the East End out of the actress. It's true that outside in Stratford itself, things very definitely ain't what they used to be. But here in the very dear old theatre world, they definitely are. And I hope and pray will go on being so for a very long, long time. Come and find out for yourself, my darlings. You'll love it too. Just walking up or down. Maybe it's
because I'm a Londoner. Thank you, Barbara. You obviously have a great affection for that theatre.